This is the John Lothian News Daily Update. This is Patrick Lothian filling in for John. A note from John Lothian. The JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign had some additional contributions on Friday and over the weekend. Thank you to Russell Levins, Tony Petipice, Cliff Histed, Joanna Mahlers, and Third Street Ag Investments for their support. Third Ag Investments includes Robert Otter, whom we profiled some time back. Also, Joanna Mahlers was formerly one of the owners of First America Discount, for whom I worked. Cliff Histed is a former deputy chief of the Securities and Commodities Fraud Section of the U.S. Attorney's Office, Northern District of Illinois, and a former chief trial attorney at the Commodities Futures Trading Commission. He is now a partner at K&L Gates. Tony Petipice is a crypto-focused consultant and board member for the Chicago Crypto Startup Association and chair of Policy and Regulation Committee for the Global Digital Assets and Cryptocurrency Association part-time. Russell Levins is the managing partner of Oxford Global Derivatives. Please help support our Markets Wiki Education program and our general operations by contributing to our GoFundMe campaign. Don't forget to sign up for DC FinTech Week 2020, a virtual event. CME Group veteran Jim Moran and Carrie McDonald have joined Leslie Sutphin. Our family camping trip went well, except for the part where my wife Cheryl slipped on a step while hiking with our three kids and fell on her backside and braced herself with her left arm, which is now broken. We were in a state park in Missouri, Haha Tonka State Park, and she received some good care from two EMTs in training who were happening by. And the EMS and state ranger who arrived also provided quality care. I was stationed in a picnic area at the time because I knew the trail was too difficult for me. Also on the bad news side, my son Tim's roommate and coworker came down with some serious symptoms associated with COVID-19, and their Montessori school has been closed for a cleaning. Tim will be tested. More likely, this is not COVID-19, as Tim's roommate works with 1 to 3 year olds at a school that is probably just another kid-related bug. The committee for the LaSalle Street Tech Awards of the Pathway to Adventure Council of the Boy Scout of America have set up December 3rd as the date of this event. This is the 50th year of the event, which will be virtual this year. Pat Kenny of CQG, as previously announced, is the chairman of the event. Also, we received word Friday that the Chicago Board of Trade Clearing Corporation Foundation would be making a contribution this year, courtesy of Trustee David Johnson. Thank you to Dave and the foundation and all the trustees for their loyal support over the years. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you would like to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. From John Lothian. Now a note from Tom Thompson. The annual Chicago Conference on Futures and Derivatives, hosted by Mark Nagel and sponsored by Thompson Coburn and Exchange Analytics, is taking place on October 20th as a virtual program. Fresh off a record year for enforcement actions, the former director of the CFTC's Division of Enforcement, James McDonald, will join this year's panel on enforcement. Maybe someone will ask him if a record year of enforcement action signifies A, investigations and prosecutions have improved, B, regulators' tools have become more sophisticated, C, enforcement actions are keeping pace with trading volume growth, or D, the deterrent aspect of rule enforcement is deteriorating and there are more violations. More information about the conference is available in the article below. And now a note from Sarah Rudolph. The Hedge Fund Association is holding a webinar Wednesday, October 28th, from 12 to 1 p.m. ET. on perspectives on fraud, money laundering, and cybersecurity. The event is complimentary for all HFA members and future members. You can go to the article below for more information on how to register. A video by Matt Rabel, The Spread, is 2020 over yet? This week on The Spread, the CME launches futures trading on the VALQ. Eurex launches futures and options trading on two ESG indices, and more. For a link to watch the video, click below. An article from The Trade. Capital markets and video games, close cousins. On the surface, capital markets and the video game industry have little in common, with the exception of the fact that they are both extremely large. Banking is about trading, risk management, and finance, and video games are about great graphics, interactive experiences, and ensuring users have a good time. In fact, the challenges faced by software teams in both industries are not as far apart as they might first appear. In many cases, the problems for which they need to solve in order to achieve success are very similar, even if the outcomes look, feel, and act different. A comment by John Lothian, the object is not to get killed. Pretty simple. An article from Sophie Alexander and Annie Massa of Bloomberg. Robinhood users say accounts were looted. No one to call. Brokerage says system not breached. Criminals targeted emails. The SEC has reached out to customers in response to complaints. It took Soroya Bagheri a day to learn that 450 shares of Modern Inc. had been liquidated in her Robinhood account and that $10,000 in withdrawals were pending. But after alerting the online brokerage to what she believed was a theft in progress, she received a frustrating email. The firm wrote that it would investigate and respond within a few weeks. Now her money is gone. A comment by Matt Rabel. I've noticed that a lot of these big tech platforms seem to go out of their way to avoid giving customers access to customer service. I once found Airbnb's customer service number after digging around on the internet for a spell. When the person on the other end of the call answered, it sounded like I had called their cell phone. I said that it had been hard to find the number, and the guy said the company makes it hard on purpose. This was 2017, so I don't know if their practices have improved. An article by Aliyah E. Destegir in USA Today. Why it's so important to hope. Most people hope for something. The big things, an end to the pandemic, their candidate to win the presidential election, a better future for their children. They hope for tangible things, a bigger paycheck, a safe home, good health, and the more amorphous ones, love, respect, to feel seen. Recent polls show that while most Americans remain at least somewhat hopeful about the future, hope is being tested. Suffering and division are ever present, and there doesn't seem to be a clear path forward. But psychologists say hope is not a luxury. For mental health, it's a necessity. A comment by John Lothian, hope, faith, and love, these are the essentials. And now Friday's top three. Our top story on Friday was the Financial Times bubble warning, even college kids are touting SPACs, about the proliferation of special purpose acquisition companies. Second was the Wall Street Journal's how CEO Ken Griffin built a $1 billion private property portfolio. Third was JLN's Susan Crossgrove's STA 2020, new exchanges taking seats at the SIPs table. A conversation about the new MIAX and MEMEX equities exchanges. This has been Patrick Lothian with the John Lothian News Daily Update. Everybody have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.